Good evening. Hello. My name is Lewis. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions.
Yeah, and what's the topic?
Well, thinking ahead of which of the following best describes how you will vote in general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
No, I'm likely to vote.
Unlikely, understood. So you're not very likely or not at all likely to vote?
No, I am likely to vote.
Very likely.
I will
that,
vote. Yeah.
But that,
and, you know,
yeah,
it's funny about that. It's funny about that question that you asked. I can see how people could say one thing and you could assert another. So it's just, I will vote. It's just a definitive statement saying, there should be something, I will vote. It's easier to hear when you're driving on a highway, too, if you're... You know what I mean? Asking for questions like this. So, yes, I will be voting. Guaranteed.
Very well. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party?
Independent. Independent.
Okay. And what is your main racial background?
White.
Understood, sir. And what is your age?
Age is 48.
Understood. Sir, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're on the wrong track.
I got it. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Abortion, inflation, and the cost of things like groceries and gas, K-12 education, local growth and development, housing and property insurance costs, crime and public safety, access and cost of healthcare, climate and the environment, taxes, the economy and jobs, or illegal immigration.
So you want me to pick one of those elements?
Yes, the one that you consider the most.
Yeah, it has to be housing and insurance for this state. You're talking about the state of Florida.
Exactly, sir. So thank you so much for your response. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? This one will be definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate, least likely for Democratic candidate, and also the same applies for Republican. Definitely, probably, or leans likely to the Republican candidate.
Definitely Democrat.
Understood. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Strong. Do you strongly
Strong.
Or somewhat? Somewhat. Did you say that?
No, go ahead. Ask the question. I approve of Jeff. I strongly approve of what the Biden administration has been doing.
Understood, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Same thing, strong, somewhat, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
You would say somewhat or strongly for Mr. Ron DeSantis.
Strongly, okay. Disapprove.
Understood. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of this each person, you can indicate that as well. Kamala Harris.
You're asking, her name's Kamala, and yes, of course, I've heard of her, and I approve of her 100%.
Understood, yes. And Mr. Mike Caruso.
Yeah, Mike is a good guy.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat?
Yeah, let's say somewhat favorable because he is a Republican.
Understood. And Sienna Osta.
Not heard of her.
Understood. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Got it, sir. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for her.
Got it. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
Even though I like Mike, I just think that the House needs to shift into more of a Democrat side, so I would go with the Democrat candidate. Even though I don't know who she is, I would research her a little bit. I'm sure she'd be fine in there because, you know, that's the key for the Democrats. They need to provide better candidates to run against these Republicans, I think. So I'll say that Sienna would be my choice.
Understood. And would you say you're definitely voting for or probably voting for Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
I'll say probably, and I'm going to look her up and check her out first and see what she's done.
Understood, your background. You, sir. I got you, sir. And you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only, and regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, or somebody else?
Joe Biden.
Understood. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do for Republicans, or usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I mix it up, Democrat or Republican, depending on who's running.
So you would say that you vote for as many as Democrats as you do for Republicans?
Lately, it's been more Democrats since the Republicans are trying to control everything and getting to people's bedrooms. So I think they're more hypocritical than they should be, they need to be, as far as governing. So I would vote more now for Democrats than I would Republicans.
Understood. So you would say you usually vote for Democrats?
Lately, yes.
Understood, sir. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Understood, sir. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's.
Would you say that's a postgraduate degree?
Yeah.
Understood. And what is your religion, sir?
Presbyterian, Christian.
Understood. Did you say Protestant, Catholic, Jewish?
Protestant. Yeah, no. Protestant.
Understood, sir. Well, this concludes our survey, and I thank you so much for your time, sir. I wish you the best of the rest of your day.
Okay, take care.
You too, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.